The dry bean scene, brought to you by SRS Commodities, North Harvest Bean Growers Association, Johnstown Bean Company, and BASF, your season-long pressure relief portfolio for growing dry beans. North Dakota State University Carrington Research Extension Center Director Mike Ostley is our guest. Mike, can you give us a little bit of an update on the dry bean breeding program?
They have quite a lot of exciting material in the pipeline. I know we every year we test a number of their varieties out here at the Carrington Research Center in our variety trials, and we've been pretty excited about a few of the varieties he has coming along, and in both the slow darkening and kind of standard pinto bean varieties in particular. I think there are some things that people are going to be pretty excited about when they get their hands on them here in a few years. Every year for the last few years, we've had a number of dry bean trials out here that we work with, and in particular, I guess this last year or a couple of years, we've been doing a lot more work trying to come up with ways to reduce some of the soil blowing potential. So one of the things that we've got going on right now is looking at some of the different cover crops that can be planted in the spring, and how that might interact with some of the pre-emerge herbicide programs in dry beans. So we're kind of trying to figure out a system that'll work where we can get some ground cover going early in the spring, where we can plant the dry beans into that and still be able to use a pre-emerge herbicide to keep the weeds under control for longer periods during the year.
The Dry Bean Scene, brought to you by SRS Commodities, North Harvest Bean Growers Association, Johnstown Bean Company, and BASF, your season-long pressure relief portfolio for growing dry beans.